Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith. So the people that will benefit from this word this morning is those after church, they will mix the word with faith. Everything you see in Potter City is a product of faith. We didn't come here with millions. We still not. We have not borrowed one person to do what we do here. We don't own anybody dead or alive up to today. And this is a multi-million dollar project. Faith. Faith. So you don't need to be a beggar. You just have to be a faith giant. Everything will change. Now watch this. This is a revelation that shocked me. Do you know, man, but Jesus came to stay here for 33 years. No bank account. He never put money in his pocket. Never. Jesus never touched money. He won the coin for demonstration. Who has a pen here? Whose superscription is on it? Jesus, I didn't have one. That is why I always don't preach with money in my pocket. Have you noticed every time I want money, I ask people, yes. I don't pray because Jesus never preached with money in his pocket. But he meet all his needs. All his needs. IRS came after him. He created the ATM. That's right. First ATM. Pull the money from the mouth of a fish. Peter, go to the sea, take your hook. The first fish you catch. Ha! Ha! I want to give you 4 points to write down. First fish. If I'm Peter, I will never go. Do you know the reason why I'll tell Jesus, please, this is not Bible matter. I am a generational fisherman. The day you met me, I was in the sea. My grandfather was a fisherman. If a great-grandfather, my grandfather, you met me with my father. Since my grandfather started catching, we have never seen gold in the mouth of a fish. Do you know why you don't believe? Because you think it has never happened. Two ways about it. When we are building Potter City, no church has ever built it. No church with branches. Church of Pentecost had it. It was 70 years thereabout. How old is this church? No. Hey, God is expert of doing new things. Are you alive or you've gone home? And shaking faith. Without faith, you are bound to fail. The reason you don't fast because you don't believe. It's not because you are hungry. Do you know why you are not joining the fasting? Do you know why you don't come to this meeting? You don't believe. You don't believe. And God can manifest anything you don't believe. So there are things you have achieved. It is his faith. It's your hard working. And that is why it can't last. Because by... but it is not him that will let or him that run it. Hello? Except the Lord build. They that labor, they will labor. They will still be begging. When they are tired. Because there is a realm you come to where you can't labor again. No. So if you're going to make laboring your lifetime experience, one day you will cripple down. There is a place that faith must bring the results. It must produce the results. Sweatless manifestation as a result of uncompromising faith. But to continue there, what are the attributes of the faith that work? Because some of you, your faith has not worked. Yeah. I claim. Nothing has ever entered you. One person told me something very honest. Said, Papa, I hear you say you cannot be poor. You cannot be poor. Me, I keep saying it, but I'm getting poorer. Yes. He said, the more I say, the more my finances are going down. That means that there is something I know he doesn't know, or there's something inside me that is not in him. So faith doesn't just work because you are confessing it. No. No, you can't pray for your wife to be pregnant. Yeah. I told you, I said that impartation cannot substitute revelation. Impartation cannot substitute it. I cannot pray for you to become a pilot. Ayadabaya. Evelyn Kunim. Evelyn Kunim. Go to the airport now. Every plane, they fly it. Can that work? So you are lying by your every day. You are praying in the name of Jesus. Be pregnant. Be the, yeah, Jesus will come. You will still be lying. Yeah, yeah. Michael Jackson was trusting God to live over 100 years. He has medical doctors around checking his nose, his armpit. Tell him at armpit doctor to check. He died. What did I say he did? In fact, he's dead. Moses has no doctor. At 120, his eyes was not dim. His natural faces was not abated. And the Bible said, by faith, Moses. Give the Lord a clap. No medical doctor. Believe the things we are preaching you. It works. It works. It works. It works. Faith will shake sickness as if it never exists. Never exists. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No. You don't believe, what do you want God to do? You don't believe. Some of you don't believe anything. No. You obey every instruction of your doctor and disobey your spiritual father. No. You only come to me when everybody say they can't do it. God must not be the last choice. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, in the beginning. In the beginning, God created. So before you begin, God must be in the equation. It's an insult on him for him to become the last resort. For last resort, for what? There's a king in the Bible called King Asa. He was sick. He went to every prayer. When he came, the Lord said, is it because you went to everything? He said, you will die. You will die. I have sentenced you to demons to kill you. That you didn't trust in your God. You see, some people come. One day I was praying for someone, they all say, don't even dare. I can only pray. I don't answer prayer.
That's
right. You hear what I just said? Yes. Every pastor can pray. We don't answer prayers.
Yes.
Only God. Don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Sometimes in his mercy, he can honor some things we say. But hear this. Make sure God is number one in your life. God is number one in your life. Do you know what I'm hanging on? Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. I am hanging on it. And you shall serve the Lord your God. Not that you are attending church, you are serving. Hey, you can be in service and not be, some of you are in protocol as if you are doing God a favor. You are in a chorus as if you are doing God a favor. That is a contact for your divine help. You shall serve the Lord your God, and when he stands and see those who are serving him, he will bless their bread and their water. I, God, I will take sickness. So even if corruption come, God will come and take it out. Cancer come and take it out. That those who are in kingdom service are not permitted to be sick. And you are not only quoting religious, you believe it. Now, can you imagine you? You have been coming to church for over 10 years. You don't do anything in church. You only come to church, you wake up, you go. When you are sick, God is not concerned. No. Do you know the kind of sickness God has delivered me from? I don't even think about it. Can you imagine? I didn't know my blood group until I married and I was 2 children. One of my cousins was sick. They were doing surgery. Everybody went there. And then they say, Nana, what's your blood group? I said, I don't know. They said, we need somebody to donate blood. I said, I don't know my blood group. I remember, I didn't know. Pastor Robert is my witness about that one. I went to, he said, okay, go and check. They pull my blood. They say, you are all positive. I said, okay. Thank God it's not negative. When I donate blood, the guy said that you can donate blood to everybody. You can give blood to everybody. I said, no, I don't give blood like that. Am I a blood? I didn't want to do it. Pastor Robert told me, he said, no, you have to go do it. If you don't do it, the person die. They might family matters. No. I didn't check that kind of thing. If you don't have faith, you don't have faith. No, they will confuse you. You are SS, this is AA, this is JZ. Who was checking Elizabeth and Zacharias' blood group? What are you talking about? If you don't know, you don't know. Don't let medical science confuse you. No. Your great grandmother, he married your grandfather with that blood group. They married and produced children. Yeah. So, you either believe or you don't believe. No, you are trying to be smart, but most of our smartness is rooted in unbelief.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Rooted
yes, sir.
In it. Yes, sir. Some of the villagers in Damango, they are not checking blood. There's no machine there.
No.
They are stronger than us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just sitting here is jargon.
Yes, yes.
Most of the doctors that write things for you, they are believing God. And it's all these things because of one thing, because of the fear of death. Fear of death. Don't eat this, don't touch this, don't smell this. It's fear of death. This is what men are. Men, fear of death. Fear of death. Says that those who are not sure they'll go to heaven. It's not the death. They are afraid. Where will I go? Ah. How can you be chasing somebody's husband? And when you are sick, you will not be afraid. Oh. You'll be afraid. The righteous is as bold. The righteous, not the church attender. The righteous. He is coming to church, but he has no connection with righteousness. And God can't give you the grace for boldness. You don't qualify for it. You and this guy has not married yet, but you have committed 3 abortions. Now, if you are not ready to have children, why are you having sex? It's very simple. It's called earthly wisdom, devilish. Divine wisdom will let you wait. Because responsibility goes with sex. Not for that opportunity to sleep with somebody. No. Some of these clients say you sleep with them, they don't charge you anything. But it goes with a lot of responsibility.
Yes,
no sex is free.
Yes,
no sex is free. Between an adjoint and an effia, it was less than a girl. Between you and your sister, it's less than 1 year. Is it 1 year or less than 1 year? Huh? 1 year. I mean, 1 year back. My wife told me your speaker. I said, wow, how can you be pregnant? This girl is not even working, you are pregnant. Thank God he didn't look at me and say, you are talking as if I made myself break. I said, but I don't know. That is also the responsibility that goes with sex. No, you buy diaper. Beach not baby food. Every week you buy Latoji. And when this girl was a little girl, she was drinking a lot of Milo. Ask grandma. Grandma Milo. I say, I rebuke the Milo spirit. Not knowing my prayer was going to complicate the thing. The day I prayed, the day he was drinking more. I said, ah. Responsibility is the price for greatness. So you see, you are not. I am surprised when he grew up, all the food he used to eat, he doesn't like all of them. The prayer work, God waited till he grew before he answered the prayer. What was baby didn't grow? So don't mess around. You go, it was raining, you enter one guest, I slept with her and wake up and go. You think it's free. It's not free. It comes to responsibility. That is why when he says he's pregnant, you want to go and abort. You are afraid. We call it what? Unwanted pregnancy. Why don't you have unwanted sex? This is what is called the wisdom of God. So when God says, court with the girl, let her be your friend, your sister, live in purity, because when you start it, it comes with bales. That is the way God has made. It comes with bales. Among all the things God created, the most dangerous way, if you don't learn how to handle them, it will cost you your life, is woman. If you're a man here, you must have a wisdom about who a woman is. Strange creatures. Even God is careful with them. The mystery of a woman, God cannot decode. I've told you that only a woman's voice competes with God's voice on the universe and we. No other voice. No prophet, no power, no. Even the devil won't die, but women over their voice overpower God's voice. You can eat of every fruit, don't touch each other. The woman say, eat it, he had it. Now, if voice overpower God's voice in 1 second. 1 second. Everything God tell Adam, Adam forgot it. Son of God, I'm telling you the truth. That God cannot lie. What is? Listen, don't negotiate this. I, the Lord, I will make your descendant like a stars. I will do it. When I say something, I do it. Sarah says, sleep with Hagar. He forgotten God. No, I'm talking about the patriarch Abraham. The man who is the father of faith. The founder of our faith is Jesus Christ. But the father of our faith is Abraham. A woman's voice overpower God's voice. He slept with Hagar. Straight. Now, such a being, you need a mystery understanding. So you, the Africans, let me tell you something. All this while you are sleeping with them because they are available. Some of you, your bills, you can't pay till you die. I'm telling you. I wish I know these mysteries before I come. Some of you, especially those who are in church, sleeping around. Some people come and say that when I preach, it's hard. I should preach soft. Okay. What is a soft preaching? Tell me. Do you know what you call a hard? Anytime you call the word of God hard, you are not ready to repent. You are struggling between the repentance and your fleshly desire. You don't serve God in your terms. You serve God in the terms of his word. Period. Now, if you are serving God in our terms, who wastes his time to be here? This book, God will not. Nobody can modernize this book. You can't modernize God. The old ragged cross still stands. You cannot come and say, because of your TikTok, God should become a TikTok. God should become a Facebook and Skype. For what? No. Follow this book. Follow it. Listen. This book does not permit you to open every internet site. It means that there are some sites you are not permitted to go there. It's for satanic agents. No, watch this. Yeah. Can you imagine if God didn't put the standard there? Everybody will commit adultery anyhow. You shall not take your neighbor's wife. God knows it. Even in our standard, we talk about balanced food. It means we don't want to eat one food. But when God was feeding people, he gave them manna for 40 years.
That's right.
No other food. You will eat breakfast, manna.
Lunch, manna.
Dinner.
Manna.
They want to go and sleep.
Manna.
Everyone. I have never gone to America, Europe, and see anybody's car written a fear woman. It's not there. It's only in Ghana you see those nonsense. Fear woman. Is it what people lack understanding? They rattle. Don't you see in their car? I saw one car. Don't mind your wife's chobba. And some of you are eating there. No wonder you are losing your. I said something. I said, a woman is too powerful. Listen. I study about women in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I study the creature called woman. When I came to the new, the book of Peter, Peter said they dwell with them according to knowledge. Then I concluded that, hey, these creatures are too. They themselves, they don't know the power they carry. Do you know the electricity doesn't know it carries power to kill?
Oh, yes.
It's just available to kill you. That's all. Me, man, I don't know I care, but I care. Oh, that's what it is. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. Women make anointed people become useless. The anointing was flat down one day. Not that. God said, don't tell anybody I put your strength in your locks. Samson, tell nobody. He has 7 locks on his head. 7, which is the end of a cycle. Samson's locks were 7. The word of perfection. Delilah shave it. Look at a man and say, I can shave your hair. There. Now I'm asking you to shave because I don't have one for them to shave. If you shave it yourself, they will shave. Man of God, me and you, we are okay. Nothing to shave. I read about Samson. I said, from now I will shave my head before they shave it. He can wind his hand on your head. It's gone. Shave his locks. God said, don't tell anybody your strength is. He told a woman. The reason the Roman Catholic Church is big is that they don't have wife. No, Father Francis. Father Francis' wife cannot cause problems. Thank God for the stability in the church. You go to some churches, the pastor's wife don't talk to 10 people. Confusion. Women will create division now. Now, what I heard Bishop T.D.J. said that shocked me. He said, we do manpower women that were loose. He said, the trouble we have in doing women that are loose. He said, they will finish prayer meeting, they will be fighting at the hotel. So sometimes we have to get security to be standing in every corridor. That is why if women are not maturing, it's a concern. They can only change attitude when they mature. Maturity in the things of God, not maturity by body. Biblical knowledge. He understands the Bible is shaping his attitude. No temperament is wrong, but they must line up with God's word. God takes a temperament. So you are quiet. There's nothing wrong with you that you are introvert. There's nothing wrong being extrovert. But your extrovert must line up with God's word. That's what is called maturity. Maturity. You don't challenge your husband. Even if you have more money than him, you give him the position as the head because it's more spiritual. And if you're always challenging your husband, resisting him, it's a sign of immaturity. You are nice, you are correct, but you are not mature. You are not mature. Maturity don't come by accident. No. Charisma is a gift, but character must be consciously cultivated. You don't just become mature because you are a nice girl. You can be very attractive but very troublesome. You can be very attractive but mean, antagonistic and cantankerous. Nobody can live with you. Wherever you go, you create confusion. Be in a group and the group is scattering. You can tell people's character when you make them leaders of groups. Your beauty can take you to marry. Character will bring you back. Lack of character. Lack of character. You will learn to know that it's not every time a man is looking at beauty. No, check the men here who are broke. Beauty is not their concern. As a man, the way you are quiet, is everything okay? Ah, it's there. No. The school is about to be reopened. Somebody has to pay school fees for 3 pictures. 1 university students, 1 SSS, 1 A-level. Then you are coming and say makeup. Nonsense. For what? Now hear this, boy. It's not that men cannot stand pressure. The most difficult state of a man is when he realizes that he can't take care of his family. Because it makes you lose the manhood authority. And women naturally love to rebel. Naturally. They love to. Naturally. Do you know why I know they like to rebel? That's why God says submit. Naturally. They love to rebel. That's why God says submit yourself to your own husband, because I know you want to rebel. That is why I know that no woman wrote the Bible. This Bible, no man wrote it, is the word of God. No man will put there, love your wife, because men love women. No. Every man you give the opportunity to have one wife and 3 girlfriends. Natural. What has control us is the word of God. It's control. If you don't have the word and Christ in you, everybody. Now, I'm standing here, you may look at me and say, oh, this guy might be a good husband. The only good thing in me is Christ. The only good thing in you is Christ. When we take Christ out and your natural nature show up, nobody can handle you. The depth of Christ in us is what has made us who we are. I am a naturally choleric and action man. Naturally. If Christ is not in me, I cut off your head long time. If you take Christ out of all people, that's why it's not enough to be in Christ. Grow in Christ. Maturity, lack of maturity is the problem of the church. Lack of maturity. Every gossip is a demonstration of immaturity. Saul was still in the throne, but God said, I've rejected him. So where he's sitting, my dear, he is just there for nothing. God is not with him. It was just ceremonial. David was in the bush, but spiritually he was the king. Be careful, don't play games with God. Now let me tell you something. Everything you are doing in the house of God is a privilege.
Yes, sir.
Never a right.
Yes, sir.
You shall serve the Lord your God. The Lord will bless your bread and your water. You take sickness away from them. I finished preaching, laying hands, and thank God for the opportunity to bless his people. I do it constantly. Lord, thank you for the privilege. Who is me to be laying hands on your people? It's not, do you know why I'm still surviving? I have never seen it as a right. Because there are statements in the Bible that are dangerous. Jesus said, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry. That means that the job you are doing, stones can do. God can cause stones to do it. If they keep quiet, the stones will cry. It means that if we stop worshiping God, you see all the stones here. Where that was here, you see stones will be singing. One day, a stubborn prophet was not trying to hear God. There was nobody there. God used a donkey to speak to him. A donkey spoke Hebrew. Yeshua, Yashiaya, Yahua. The donkey spoke to Balaam. Donkey, God opened his mouth. He has no letters. He has never learned anything. One day, he spoke once and didn't speak again. Man of God, very simple. Oh. You can be so stubborn that nobody corrects you until you dig your own grave. Woe unto you where nobody corrects you. There are a lot of things I see, I just smile. You are just demonstrating where you are going. No, it's very simple. Church is not just an organization alone. It has a supernatural hand behind it. Jesus said, I will build my church. So the church is not for prophet. Now the church is for Jesus Christ. I am privileged to be an under shepherd. Hello? Yes. There are things I've started here. God told me, did I tell you? I back off. This prophetic invasion I'm doing in America and all over, there people are talking about it. I started it earlier in Baden Power. First one, I went to Bishop James. We rent a place, we did it. I finished the meeting, the Lord said, did I send you? The fact that you have resolved has not been God has put his signature in life. Audibly, I never went again until after 10 years. Then he said, what I stop you then is time. Wow. Because if you do the right thing at the wrong time, you still fail. The faith that works, it must be rooted in what I call redemption-based faith. Everybody say redemption-based faith. So nobody's faith will work if you don't know Christ. Redemption-based faith. The faith that will work must be a faith that is rooted in Christ. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You must be born. 1 John chapter 5 verse 5. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God. So redemption based way overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world. Even our faith. So if you are not born again, you have not started a journey of faith.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dew Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Porter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233 2740099 33 or +233 242 472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Mutual Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Porter City Mutual Pram Road, Friday Mega All Night Service 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday Morning Empowerment Service 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the